Welcome to the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. Thank you for joining us. Today, Tortoise provides a timely update on trending topics in the market.
Thanks for joining us today on the Tortoise Quick Take Podcast. I'm James Mick, Managing Director and Energy Portfolio Manager with Tortoise. If you are one of the 10 or so people remaining who haven't seen Avengers Endgame, then you better get out there and see it before it leaves the theaters. No spoilers here, but I will say it does a pretty amazing job of wrapping up a 22-movie setup 11 years in the making. That's unprecedented, really. Of course, back to length of time in the theater, I was explaining to my two boys that movies actually used to stay in the theater for a long time, especially compared to now. Did you know, based on my limited research, the longest continuous-running movie in a theater was E.T., which ran for over a year. That was followed by Star Wars, Back to the Future, and Beverly Hills Cop, which was still in theaters over 7 months after its initial release. Ah, the good old days. We'll start things off with market performance for the week that was. On the commodity front, crude oil struggled, down a little over 2%, while natural gas was essentially flat. Shifting to equities, the broader S&P Energy Select Sector Index declined 3.2%. Exploration and production companies, as measured by the Tortoise North American Oil and Gas Producers Index, were even weaker, down 5%. And finally, MLPs were better, albeit still negative, as the Tortoise MLP Index fell 78 basis points. As a follow-up to acquisition activity we talked about on previous podcasts, specifically the saga of Occidental Petroleum, Anadarko Petroleum, and Chevron, the plot thickens. On Tuesday, Oxy announced that none other than the Oracle of Omaha, which is not a Marvel character from Avengers, but rather Warren Buffett, pledged to make a $10 billion investment in Oxy via preferreds and warrants. The $10 billion would allow Oxy to increase the cash component of the offer to APC shareholders. Many sell-siders wrote about the potential investment as expensive for Oxy, yet a big positive for the energy sector as a whole, as Buffett's credibility as a value investor could provide some upside for a space that has been in need of some positive flows. Yet to be determined how this all plays out, but Chevron will have to raise its bid if it wants to stay in the running. On a different note, I wanted to highlight an update provided by Enterprise Products. Matt mentioned a few weeks ago about their recently instituted $2 billion unit buyback program. Additionally, he noted that at the analyst day, it was downplayed a bit and likely would only be used opportunistically. Given that, we were thrilled to see that EPD announced it had purchased about $50 million of units during the first quarter of 2019. While not a huge sum, the fact they got started so quickly was a positive in our view. It's clear the priority for midstream companies is not necessarily buybacks at present, just given their CapEx backlog, but it's good to see a company execute on yet another way to return capital to shareholders. To say it was a busy week for earnings would be an understatement. We had close to 80 companies across the energy spectrum report this past week. As such, it would be impossible to go through all of them. However, I will highlight a few key points from each sector. Starting with upstream, a key discussion topic amongst most companies has been controlling general and administrative costs. Additionally, weather played a part in completions and volumes for the quarter. And of course, CapEx is always a hot topic. In fact, the trend of punishing increased CapEx went so far as to punish companies that are even on a pace that exceeds the full-year budget, never mind if they reiterated the full-year guidance by stating 2Q and 3Q would be lower. Definitely a prove-it story at this point for upstream. On the midstream front, differentials have been pretty strong on the oil side between various regions, allowing for some continued marketing earnings. Additionally, with West Texas natural gas prices weak during the quarter, we would anticipate some were able to capture those spreads as well. Finally, in regards to the downstream sector, the trend has been positive for refiners. The well-telegraphed rough first quarter prints are essentially behind us, and with rising crack spreads, we anticipate a much better remainder of the year, including some positive tailwinds from IMO 2020 implementation, which should lead to better earnings for the group in our view. This week, we'll see a continuation of earnings as well as continued macro news on trade. Never a dull moment in the stock market. That will do it for today. Have a great week, and we look forward to speaking with you again soon.
Thank you for joining us, and stay tuned for our next cast. Have topics you want covered or other feedback to share? Write us at info@tortoiseadvisors.com. Nothing contained in this communication constitutes tax, legal, or investment advice. Investors must consult their tax advisor or legal counsel for advice and information concerning their particular situation. This podcast contains certain statements that may include forward-looking statements. All statements other than statements of historical fact included herein are forward-looking statements. Although Tortoise believes that the expectations reflected in these forward-looking statements are reasonable, they do involve assumptions, risks, and uncertainties, and these expectations may prove to be incorrect. Actual events could differ materially from those anticipated in these forward-looking statements as a result of a variety of factors. You should not place undue reliance on these forward-looking statements. This podcast reflects our views and opinions as of the date herein, which are subject to change at any time based on market and other conditions. We disclaim any responsibility to update these views. These views should not be relied on as investment advice or an indication of trading intention. Discussion or analysis of any specific company-related news or investment sectors are meant primarily as a result of recent newsworthy events surrounding those companies or by way of providing updates on certain sectors of the market. Tortoise, through its family of registered investment advisors, does provide investment advice to Tortoise-related funds and others that includes investment into those sectors or companies discussed in these podcasts. As a result, Tortoise does stand to beneficially profit from any rise in value from many of the companies mentioned herein, including companies within the investment sectors broadly discussed.